A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Top Stories. It's producer Chris. Now, penises are like buses in that they... You know, I'm not... It's a family show. A few stories ago, we had a knob on a rooftop. Now, it's a penis on Mars. Not the most important story in April 2013, but nevertheless, it's the story we decided to dedicate our show to.
Top story this week! Syria may have used chemical weapons! No. Dozens killed in Mosul violence! No. Unemployment in Spain hits record high! No. Mars rover draws penis on red planet! Yeah! Andy, is this the most important story at the moment?
Of course not.
Is it exactly the kind of story that we need after the last couple of weeks? Yeah, it is. And don't just take my word for it. Take it from the literally hundreds of viewers who've been sending this story to us since it broke. You give the people what they want, Andy. James Brown taught me that. Sure, he might have stood on the stage and thought, what people need this evening is someone to give them a vision for how best humanity should approach its current major challenges and give them that vision with detail and clarity. However, what these people want is an evening of wall-to-wall funk, and that is exactly what I plan to funking give them. We'll put the image of the penis on Mars on the Bugle Twitter feed, or you can just look it up by typing penis and Mars into the internet, which is going to get you a different result than you used to get a couple of weeks ago. It used to be a Mars bar photoshopped onto a hamster's genitals, but now it's the magnificent sight of a gigantic graffiti penis on the surface of Mars. There is nothing that is not great about this, Andy. It shows how far we've come as a species. First, we put a man on the moon. Now, we've put a penis on Mars. Don't tell me that's not progress, because if you do, I'll show you a photo of the planet Mars with a penis on it, and you will lose that argument. Especially when that penis that we put on Mars was drawn there by a f***ing robot. We choose to get a robot to draw a penis on Mars, Andy. We choose to do it, not because it is easy, but because it is hilarious.
As you say, we have been alerted to this story via email and Twitter by what seems like thousands of buglers. You could have emailed us in about many things that we've covered in the show, other stories that John suggested, Syria winning least funny country to live in for the year 2013, after being nominated for the previous 2 years. There's probably a famine somewhere. Let's just assume there is. There usually is. And grim economic figures. But you wrote in such numbers about the Mars penis that I have missed out on a date with 19-year-old Becky, who really loves John the Baptist.
Oh, but the God, question arises,
just be left sitting in that Sbarro's pizza on her own, Andy. Well, of course, not on her own. Christ was there with her.
It's so hard in a relationship. I mean, he just had such a rippling six-pack, I just can't compete with it. But the question is, John, whose penis was this picture of a penis on the surface of Mars modelled on? I mean, you have to assume this has come right from the top when we're dealing with NASA, because, you know, of course, when Apollo 8 orbited the moon, then-President Lyndon Johnson instructed them to orbit the moon in the exact shape of his wife, Lady Bird Johnson's left buttock. So could this be a president's prongula? I mean, the photo is actually from a few years ago, I think from the George W. Bush era, so it could definitely be George W. Bush's Mandrake and Snubber Chumps. We just don't know. Maybe it was the Mars rover's own personal protest about Bush's handling of the Iraq crisis. But perhaps it was modelled on Abraham Lincoln's wangle-dang, 150 years now after it sadly died, along with its owner, after a disappointing theatre trip. Or even John F. Kennedy's Hootenannika. Now, it's come out in the 50th year since he was... took that rather unfortunate car road trip. He was the one who ordered the moon landing off the menu grandstanding at Cafe Cold War. So who knows which presidential penis that is?
Well, the point is, though, Andy, the broader point here is this penis on Mars could technically ignite the next space race. Who is going to dream big enough to carve a pair of breasts into Jupiter? Your move, China. Also, this is now a huge opportunity for terrorists, Andy. Al-Qaeda should now be encouraged to spend all their time and energy investing in a space program to send an insurgent robot up to Mars to draw a picture of George Washington with his mouth open around the penis that is already there.
They must have the resources to do that. It's just a question. They're just not renowned for their sense of humour, the terrorists, are they? They just seem to take things too seriously.
This image proved so popular that NASA's servers were initially unable to cope with the demand for the picture, although they eventually uploaded an even higher resolution version, because even they cannot deny how phenomenal this picture is, Andy. Part of NASA's job is to capture people's imagination when it comes to space exploration. That's how they can ensure future funding. And what better way to do that than to go around drawing penises on all of the planets? We all want that to happen.
Well, this is just it's inevitable whenever there's any technological advance. We've seen that, of course, with the Cern Abbas giant here in England. You know, with that advance of scratching grass off the sides of hills and making shapes out of the chalk underneath. Massive wank straight away. The Mars rover's responsible. There seems to be some dispute over whether it was Opportunity or Spirit, which by great coincidence were the nicknames that President Calvin Coolidge and his Vice President Charles Dawes had for their respective Pinocchios. And here's another fact. If you were talking to Calvin Coolidge and he said the words, "Should the opportunity arise," it meant he really had the hots for you. But what are these things doing on Mars, John? I mean, why did this happen? Was this deliberate by NASA? Or was this these robots just going rogue? Because we've all seen it, John. Graffitiing a cock and balls on something is the surest sign of teenage boredom. And these poor f***ing robots, John, millions, billions of miles away from the factories they once called home, piddling around on a planet that is quite clearly absolutely full to the brim with Jack K shit. I mean, they've got to start getting bored, aren't they, John? I mean, they've sent enough messages back to NASA saying, guess what, guys? Another bit of fucking rock. I'll go, well, on your mantelpiece next, all the other pieces of fucking rock I've already picked up. So it's inevitable that the penis and the balls will be drawn, as Aristotle said.
You're right. The key dispute seems to be which of the rovers drew the penis. Also, when it was made. There are two Mars rovers up there, as you say, Opportunity and Spirit. Opportunity is still traversing the surface of Mars at the moment on its way to the Endeavour crater, whereas NASA lost communication with the Spirit rover back in 2009 after it became stuck in some sand. So, OK, I think that solves that mystery then, Andy, because Spirit did it. It's clearly Spirit, Andy. It's a rebellious rover that's gone off the rails, faked being stuck in some sand, ditched its communication equipment and has been drawing penises all over Mars ever since. There's always, throughout literature, science fiction literature, there's always been so much fear about robots developing the power of thought.
That's right.
Andy, but who'd have thought that when robots eventually became sentient, they'd essentially turn into 12-year-old boys? I don't think any science fiction ever addressed that.
Well, yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, it's quite reassuring that is the way they're going to go, John, mm-hmm. rather than, you know, as we always assumed in sci-fi films, to destroy the human race. But just teenage boys, basically.
Scientists have been quick to claim that this is probably a mistake, with one pointing out that all the rovers have six wheels, three on each side, and they leave behind two parallel tracks when they're travelling in a straight line. When the rover has to make a turn, the wheels rotate in place to put the robot in the desired direction for the next leg of its trek. If the turn is significant enough, you get a nice set of circles at the end of a pair of parallel tracks. Yeah, that's right. And what did you just describe there? What you described sounds like a penis. And what the rover did looks like a penis. I think we're all on the same page here, Andy. And whether it was an accident or not doesn't matter. Religious people may claim it was an act of God. The point is, we can all agree that it's a wonderful thing we can all enjoy. You would hope that warring factions around Earth would tonight drop their weapons, join hands and stare together up at the sky, knowing that there is a penis on Mars, and that knowledge is somehow bigger than all of us.
From the robot's perspective, it's a great resignation letter,
isn't
it?
It's the best.
See you later.
It is the
best. Here's a picture of a cock.
I think we just lost Spirit.
Of course, the great irony is, John, that the ancient Greeks and the ancient Romans very much pioneered the use of the penis and balls. And if they hadn't pissed their civilizations up the wall, we would all probably already be living on Mars right now and wouldn't be wondering what all this fuss is about. Now, NASA of today issued a statement on this. It's just come through on their website. We've become aware that serious allegations have been made, both within the astronautical community and without, that one of our rovers may have drawn a giant penis and balls on Mars. As an organisation dedicated to the furtherance of humankind's knowledge of space and all the stuff in it and shit like that, NASA has always been strongly opposed to the pornographic action of space, despite the shape of many of its rockets. However, if the allegations do prove to be true, that one of our rovers unilaterally drew a massive wang on Mars, we would like it to be seen in the context of the history of human expression. Michelangelo drew loads of wangs on the Sistine Chapel ceiling, and no one gave him any shit for it. The classical sculptor Praxiteles of Athens sculpted all kinds of dudes and honeys with their junk waggling out all over the place, and everyone says he was a fucking genius. So cut our rovers some fucking slack, and cut us some slack. There's nothing to do in space. That's why it's called space. And if they draw in any other shape, you'd only be complaining about us being boring old NASA, being scientific again. We can't fucking win. Furthermore, who says we weren't being scientific? We need to know if Martians have penises or not. If they see the Mars wang and look confused by it, we'll know they don't have penises. If they see it and giggle, we'll know they're just like us. If Martians do have wangs, we know they're not worth dealing with, because wangs have done more to harm human productivity than any part of the body apart from the brain. Sincerely, NASA.
That was another top story. Thanks for listening. Now, pop over to the mothership and listen to The Gargle with Alice Fraser. It's fantastic.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.